The Public News Service Daily Newscast, August 5th, 2022. I'm Mike Clifford. President Joe Biden expected to sign the CHIPS and Science Act next week. It's a landmark measure that lawmakers say could create thousands of jobs in places like the Buckeye State.
Supporters of the $280 billion package say it will encourage domestic semiconductor manufacturing and strengthen supply chains. And it could mean an even bigger investment from Intel, which is already spending $20 billion on a new computer chip facility near Columbus. Findlay Mayor Christina Mern predicts it will have a ripple effect on the entire state.
We also have a lot of manufacturing, which requires microchips and semiconductors with a lot of automotive suppliers nearby. One key area is supporting the industries that are already here and helping ensure that there's stability within their markets.
The Intel facility is expected to create 20,000 jobs, and the company has hinted even greater investments are possible with the passage of the CHIPS and Science Act. Despite this technology being created in the U.S., about 90% of current manufacturing is overseas. Not all Republicans voted for the bill, however, citing concerns about its focus on increasing diversity in research in STEM fields. Mary Sherman reporting.
Other measures could help level the playing field by including more underrepresented groups and companies in CHIPS-funded projects. Iowa is seen as a leader in renewable energy for sources like wind power, but tension building in how to site the projects. A new guide aims to give local officials a better grasp of proposals that come their way. Lindsay Mern at the Center for Rural Affairs says their new tool informs local leaders on project elements they might not be familiar with.
Local decision makers know the community and geography best and are best equipped to make those decisions and listen to the concerns of their community members.
The rapid growth of wind and solar has led to policy debates at the state level on whether to add regulations as some landowners and farm groups fight certain plans. The siting tool already is being used for livestock projects in Iowa and in Nebraska. It can help dispel misinformation about renewable energy development. Now from CNN, right-wing talk show host Alex Jones will have to pay the parents of a Sandy Hook shooting victim a little more than $4 million in compensatory damages, a jury decided Thursday. CNN says it capped a stunning and dramatic case that showcased for the public the real-world harm inflicted by viral conspiracy theories. The award was far less than what the plaintiffs had asked for, but a separate, shorter trial, during which punitive damages will be discussed, is now expected. This is PNS. Now to South Dakota, where they're joining a nationwide effort to crack down on illegal robocalls. Along with the attorneys general from 49 other states, South Dakota's AG signed on to the Anti-Robocall Litigation Task Force.
It will investigate and take legal action against the telecommunication companies that turn a blind eye and profit from illegal robocalls coming into the U.S. Eric Ikowski of AARP South Dakota applauds the move. He says despite safeguards added in recent years, more collaboration is needed to confront the seemingly never-ending emergency scams often tied to these calls.
It's staggering how many of these calls are happening, and unfortunately, people are getting money stolen from them from these scam calls. You know, we're looking at close to $30 billion in 2021.
That figure represents losses reported in all states last year. And so far this year, nearly 49 million robocalls have been recorded in South Dakota, equaling roughly 64 calls per affected person. I'm Mike Moen.
And backers of a bill now in the U.S. Senate say it would address rising health care costs and could provide Americans with some relief.
Part of the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022 would allow Medicare to negotiate directly on prescription drug prices in 2023 and caps out-of-pocket drug costs for Medicare patients at $2,000 a year. This comes a month after Governor Ned Lamont expanded the state's covered Connecticut program to adults without children. But rising out-of-pocket costs are the chief concern, says Jim Manley with the group Consumers for Quality Care.
The issue comes down to caps on copays, rising deductibles, and prescription drug copays. copays. Caps on copays are largely absent from the current health care bill that the Senate is going to take up this week. And so that's driving out-of-pocket costs higher and higher for more and more Americans.
The Urban Institute says 1 in 10 people in Connecticut and 13% of Americans overall have past due medical debt. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Finally, from Eric Tegadoff, folks in Northwest Washington are holding a vigil for an immigrant farm worker who died 5 years ago.
Ernesto Silva Ibarra died in 2017 while working in triple-digit heat. The vigil is at Bellingham City Hall today. Tara Villalba lives in the community and is a member of the Immigration Advisory Board, which is asking the city to fund an immigrant resource center. She says it's important to have a place where people can use their first language and also build up community in their new homes.
Access to resources is so full of barriers, especially for new immigrants. When English is not your first language, when you don't know where you're going to need to go to get a driver's license, how are you going to register to vote? People who have lived here a long time, that knowledge they take for granted.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service. We're heard on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.